Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana, and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Dale Davis.
I do thank you for that, Mr. Davis. And can you also verify the email address for me?
It's davisdale357@gmail.com.
I do thank you for that. And if we should get disconnected, we have two telephone numbers. The one that's listed on the account is 530-776-8237. Are you aware of that number?
No, ma'am. I have no idea whose number that is.
Okay, and the email address we have is jusging55@yahoo.com.
No, that's not me either.
Okay, and the address we have is 1625 Shasta Street, California, 96007.
That's not me either.
Okay, so your name is just Dale Davis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we do show that it looks as though a survey was taken to win the toolbox, being that the address doesn't match the email or the telephone number. What we'll do is we'll also follow up with your financial institution to make sure the information that we have doesn't match what they have on file. And we'll go ahead. We do have the IP address so we can see who made this purchase. And being okay. That we do take credit card fraud very seriously, we can forward it to the proper authorities in reference to that. But we'll go ahead and cancel this out and process the refund for the $5.74.
Well, bear with me just a second because I'm kind of confused. The number I called, dad burn it, and left a message for was a 833-246-5406. That says it's in Pennsylvania. And it was a transaction for $67. And then y'all called me back. So... That's kind of why I'm confused.
Yes, sir. I don't show. When was that transaction made for the $67?
On the 5th, and it cleared on the 8th.
Well, then that's not us, because this account was created on November 10th for the $5.74.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Now,
alrighty. Well,
I can look in the system to see if there's another account. Let me see. Maybe the representative clicked on the wrong thing. No, because
yeah, because this says New Age. I think it's electronics.
Okay, when the representative located the account, how did they locate the account? Was it with the card number?
No, I didn't give her the card number.
Okay. Is it a MasterCard that ends in 7868?
I don't think so. Let me double check. No, because mine's not that one.
Okay, so the representative may have, and you said your first name. So what information did you provide them with for them to locate an account?
Well, I gave her my email address, my phone number, and was just trying to, evidently, this transaction didn't come through y'all. It's some kind of fraud somewhere.
Okay, I put in the first and last name to see if I can locate an account. You said you have a charge of $67?
And 32 cents, yes.
Okay. What email address did you give her?
davisdale357@gmail.com. You can also look under davistammy1223@gmail.com.
Because we don't even have that account in our system. So
neither one?
Email, no, sir. Because the only thing that matches is the first and last name, so I don't know how they located an account for you in our system, unless they just put in that first and last name and we just have another Dale Davis in our system, because the card that we have on file, I don't want to cancel out the wrong account and issue the refund. And it's
I don't want you to either.
Yes,
because
sir.
I don't live in California. I live in Georgia.
Okay, so this is a whole different Dale Davis that they sent over.
Okay, so then that's not me, and evidently I'll take this up with the bank tomorrow to see about this.
Or when you're looking on the card, I mean on the charge, does it have a telephone number that's affiliated with that charge?
Yes, and that's the number I dialed. It's the 833-246-5406.
And we gave you a call back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. That's weird.
It's okay. I'll take care of it.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Thank you for calling me back, though.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.